Sorry, boss, lost you right when you said.
It's okay. I know you. I heard you say, "Hey, David," and then I was like, "Jason," and then boom, we lost each other. So no big deal, partner. What I was saying is that keep in mind you are still going to apply an additional discount to next month's service. So next month you're going to have another $149 taken off of the bill. So next month, I think it's what that puts you at $100.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's see here, Jason. Could I get a last name?
Vanderputten, V-A-N-D-E-R-P-U-T-T-E-N.
Got it. All right, we have you at 106 Oakwood Avenue, Fairhope, Alabama. Is that the same for the billing address?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the zip code, please?
36532.
All right, and we're using Master, Visa, Amex?
Master,
okay. And let me know the number when you're ready.
526-1880-1424-8007.
Gotcha. And expiration?
727.
July 27. And CVV?
937. I hope you find me easy to deal with, Dave, and we can make some good things happen. That's why I honestly was shocked that I was having so much trouble just getting, like, you know, stuff I needed handled, because I know I speak English and I really try to be helpful, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I went through it, though.
Nah, I hear you, man.
You guys take over because, I mean, I feel like hopefully it's a blessing.
No, and it will be, Jason. And I'll tell you one thing. I mean, right out the gate. That's why I always provide you. You have my extension and anything like that. Because in all honesty, I have 99.8% retention ratio since I've been here. The only reason that I lost one business was because the owner passed away and the son did not want to take over ownership of the account, right? And the reason why that I'm able to keep my businesses consistently is because I have open lines of communication with all of my owners. You guys know how to get a hold of me whenever there's a situation. I have a dedicated team for every area that's very responsive to me. I mean, very responsive to me. So if there's any issues that are going on, I'll get it solved quick. I mean, that's not a problem. You know what I mean? And as long as we stay on top of it and we continue to bring you a return on investment for your money, we're going to be able to have conversations with each other for a long time. You know what I mean? And that's really what I aim to do for you. So I'm super excited, man. I'd like to welcome you, you know, to our family. And I'm excited to be able to scale your business with you. Now, what we're going to do next is I'm going to schedule you for your onboarding call, okay? So tomorrow, you said what time was going to work for you?
I mean,
you already have one at 1 p.m., right, if you're going to jump on.
Yeah. Kevin, yeah, he sent me that message.
It's up to you if you want to be on with him. I mean, I'm going to open the call with him anyway, and I'm going to make sure, let me see, I can pull up his account. I believe it's like Catherine and Nikki that's going to be taking care of, and they're really good. You know, they're the individual managers and stuff, so he's going to be in great hands regardless. You know what I mean?
I don't need to be there. I mean, he likes for me to hold his hand with everything, and I will if that really just makes him more comfortable, but I mean, how long is it? Because, I mean, we do mine right after his or what?
Yeah, I mean, if we schedule it at 1, I could schedule you at 2. And honestly, it takes about 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have. So, I mean, right after that, you'd have a small break, and then we jump right back on the line for your account. And you're already pretty much going to know what it's going to go through. So, I mean, it shouldn't even take that long after that, unless you're going to have some individual questions.
And we'll be setting up the other account, too, tomorrow is what I plan. So, I mean, yeah, let's book it up, you know, one after another and try to get it all executed, because the more time I'm, doing this stuff, the less time I'm doing the stuff that either pays me or, you know, playing ball with my kids, which is the stuff I love to do. You still there? Darn it. What's going on? You hear me, Dave? Hello. David, you there? Hello. Man, what is going on with this thing? David, can you hear me?
Hello, Jason?
Hey, David.
Hey, Jason. Sorry, man. I don't know what happened, if we're playing phone tag or what, but I was trying to get back over to you after we dropped out, and it just wasn't working. I was like,
yeah,
okay,
thumbs up with the
maybe
phone.
You were trying to
know.
Call me?
I didn't. I was waiting for you to call me back. I figured you'd be right back, but yeah, it's all good. I'm not sure if it's my phone or not. We get hit with storms. Not today,
oh,
it's nice,
you.
But you know, it's
yeah, I
was saying,
me and Kevin had
great
connection, right? But for some, and you and I had great connection twice, and then all of a sudden, right? But it's okay, no worries. We'll get through it. But let's see here. So, oh yeah, I was on your calendar invite over here.
Yeah, after one after the other is fine if we can do that. And then if we even have to do the third one right after that, or however we can just get it all managed and out of the way, and you know, on to the productive stuff.
Yep. Okay. Let me get this updated here. I'll get that sent out. Now, what's the best email address for you, Jason?
SouthernSparkleWash@gmail.com.
Okay, SouthernSparkleWash@gmail.com. One sec, I'm going to put together your invite. This is going to go straight to your calendar. It's going to have myself, it'll have you, and then it'll have our onboarding team as well. So let's see.
There, Mike.
One more. Okay, so that one just went out. It should automatically convert to your time, so you should see 2 p.m. Now here's the deal, and I got to let you know right now, right, since you're going to be at 2 p.m., I'm going to be here to introduce you guys on Kevin's call. But by the time we get around to 2 p.m., I'll be gone for the weekend already. So like I said, it's my birthday this weekend, so I'm going to be taking off a little bit early tomorrow on Friday. So I'll be leaving here about 1:30. So what's going to happen is when you get the call at 2 o'clock, most likely it'll be the same onboarding agent. But if not, it's going to be the same process, like what I introduced you for with Kevin. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
I just kind of want to set that expectation so that way you're not like, hey, where did David go? You know what I mean?
I'll be okay without you. I appreciate you and look forward to dealing with you as much as possible, but I'll deal with whoever I need to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll just be for the onboarding. But like I said, I mean, if you want in the morning, I can always, you know, I'll be here in the morning all the way up until, you know, 2 p.m. Well, actually, till about 1:30. So if you want, I can give you one in the morning. If you want to just do it back to back, I'll leave it like that. You know, just like I said, I just want to give you the heads up there.
I got to run into the bank in the morning to grab that account information for that account so that we can do the same setup for the other business. I'll try to get with you early as possible and, get everything handled on that one too.
Okay. That'll work, Jason. Well, I appreciate it. I mean, that's all for now. You should have received the terms and conditions. So if you can just, you know, give those a look through and a couple of clicks on the boxes, it's pretty much what we went through on our voice verification. If you got any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them tomorrow morning. You know, just have a nice evening and then, we'll reconvene till tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, boss. Appreciate you.
Absolutely, Jason. Appreciate you too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.